session number 28936, reel 4.
Flight rule officer, reel 4. So you say other types of aircraft that you were flying. Did you get a chance to fly all these different types
then? Oh yes, very much so.
Did you have a favourite?
Oh, the Spitfire. That was fun. We had a hangover, it really shook up the liver. Because we were came down, our final station was at Ford here.
So were you flying from land bases or
No, we flew, we had a home from home, for instance, Pretoria Castle. At home from home at air, if anybody wanted to go there. Then she was returned to the Union Castle line and Victorious took over. But we very seldom did any trials on her. She was in Pompey, useful for getting duty-free cigarettes and that sort of thing. And really everybody, those that didn't stay in, were just seeing out the time.
Did you land the Spitfire Seafire on a deck?
Oh yeah.
Given what you were talking about earlier, about the earlier problems in the Mediterranean, how did you find it to land on?
Well, by then it had been modified to a large extent, and it was much better. And also it landed on the long-range petrol tank attached to it. It made a hell of a difference. It wasn't until right at the end of the war that they mastered the Seafire.
Did it have a tendency to float?
Oh yeah, it would. It just balloons. It was so sensitive.
And I've heard as well that the undercarriage wasn't very strong.
No, it wasn't. No, it was very narrow starters.
Did that present any problems when you were landing on, or did you see?
Well, by then I was a very experienced pilot, with all this continual landing on and off. Well, you had to watch it, but it wasn't like bloody jets. I mean, jets have no engine in front of them. You know, any idiot can fly a jet.
So were you just seeing out your time then, really, till the end of the war and demobilisation?
Well, I did a few radar trials and things like that. But basically seeing out my time.
How did you come to leave? What was the procedure? Were you going back to civilian life to do other things? Or?
Well, no. They gave us a ticket for some awful clothes. We went to some Pompey Jew boy. I gave mine away. As soon as I walked away, dreadful sort of pinstripe thing. That was about it.
Can I ask you one last question, then, Clive?
Yes.
How do you feel now about having served the Fleet Arm in the Second World War?
Oh, delighted. I wouldn't have wanted the RAF. Many of my friends were in the RAF. Well, they had it pretty cushy. I had to do one operation. There were some bow fighters doing an attack on southern Norway, and we had to escort them. They were faster than us anyway, and we had to took off from the ship. Bloody rough. Rendezvous with these buggers, and they were tearing in, splashes all over the bucket shop, back to the wrens and the beer. We had to settle in, tried to finish the job off for them, and back to a rough landing on board ship. That was a stupid operation. There were many stupid operations.
But you enjoyed your time with the Fleet Arrow?
Well, we were young, and I suppose too young, really. I didn't like losing friends, of course. But if you've got the right chaps around you, you would always find room for a laugh. And we had a lot of people with a sense of humour. We read funny books. Linklater and McDonnell and people like that sang filthy songs which meant nothing.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yeah.